Claire Weatherly looked around the empty stockroom, kneading the small of her back with stiff, tired fingers. 3 hours earlier, she'd been almost convinced it would take an act of God to clear away the last of the handmade furniture left behind by the previous tenant. Bed frames, tables, chairs, chests, and cribs had claimed the much-needed space for weeks, a glaring reminder of one more task that needed to be completed before heavenly treasures would finally feel as if it were truly there to stay. Because it was. And so was she. Sure, there had been times, like 3 hours ago, when she'd been inclined to give in to the doubts and simply roll over, convinced her fresh start was nothing more than idle daydreams, with a hefty dose of delirium thrown in for good measure. Yet she'd pressed on, driven by the same little voice that had prodded her to make some of the best decisions she'd made in years, including taking a gamble and leaving her ex-husband's harried world in favor of one where she actually fit. "Miss Weatherly?" At the sound of Esther King's timid voice, Claire turned and drank in the sight of the young woman in her plain royal blue dress and white apron. "Oh, Esther, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?" A hint of crimson rose in the 19-year-old's face. "Sore eyes?" "Sore eyes, sore arms, sore legs. Take your pick." Esther's soft brown eyebrows rose toward the white head cap secure to her matching brown hair.
"Are you sick, Miss Weatherly?"
No, I'm fine. A little tired, perhaps, but fine." She waved her hand around the room. "So, what do you think?" Esther's gaze followed suit, a shy smile inching her full lips upward.
"You did nice. You cleared everything from the room just as you said you would."
Indeed, she had. The last of the items, a beautiful chest, being picked up by one Eli Miller, not more than 10 minutes earlier. She met Esther's eye and held it a beat. "Eli was sorry he missed you."
"Eli?"
Esther's hand flew to the cape of her dress and smoothed its way down to her apron.
"Eli was here? In the shop?"
Claire knew she shouldn't tease, but she couldn't help it. Esther needed a little spark in her life. "He was. And even though he's rather distracted by everything going on with his sister, he asked about you." All color drained from the young woman's face.
"He did?"
"He did." Esther took a step back and flopped against the wall.
"This is when I miss my cousin Hannah's world. If I had a cell phone, as she does, you could have called me, and I would have come sooner."
With a few easy strides, Claire claimed a section of wall to the left of her new friend.
"Do you miss it?"
"Miss what?" Esther asked. "Living the way you did, the way the English do every day." Esther closed her eyes, her audible inhale filling the space between them.
"Sometimes. I mean, I love Mom and Dad, and I'm glad I made the decision to come back after Umspringa and be baptized. But sometimes I wish I could do things Hannah can do."
"Like what?"
"Like be able to tell Eli I like him, rather than wait for him to notice me."
"Then you're not worried about his temper?" The second the words were out, Claire wished she could recall them. Eli Miller was a nice guy. He'd been nothing but polite the few times she'd run across him coming and going from Shoefly Bake Shop next door. Several times a day, he showed up at the Amish bakery to see if his sister, Ruth, needed anything. And when she did, he attended to whatever it was in quick fashion. That, and the fact that Esther thought so kindly of him, should be enough to drown out any whisperings Claire had heard about his short-fused temper.